Welcome back to the channel. I'm stoked you're here. We're going to go over today 7 things that you can do starting today to maximize your time, to maximize the rest of the year. And as we close this 2025 chapter, I want to keep it simple. I want to give you 7 things that you can practically implement that will give you more life. You're going to be stronger physically. You're going to feel more connected spiritually, and you're going to be more relationally fit. So if that sounds like something you want to do, then let's get into the 7 things to do to maximize your year. Number 1 is locking in your keystone habit. Now, when I think of a keystone habit, I'm talking the action or the habit that makes everything else in your life easier because you did the habit, right? That's what a keystone habit is. It's the foundational habit that makes everything else better. For example, if I work out or move first thing in the morning, then when I confront stress or make decisions and have things happen later on in the day, I just take a better me to those situations. So movement, working out, morning walks, stuff like that helps me be at my best, operate at the highest capacity and the highest performance possible. So whatever that looks like for you in your life, it could be meditation, it could be prayer, it could be journaling. It could be getting straight to work and just doing the hardest thing first. You have to have a keystone habit that helps you operate and perform at your best. So I think of the one thing, that book by, I forget his name, but his last name is Keller. And it's very simple. It's just do the thing. What's the one thing? The one thing is the thing that if you do makes everything about your life easier. And you can apply that to your health. You can apply it to your business. You can apply that to your relationships. But the point is you don't need to do more. You need to do less, do one thing. Get crystal clear on that habit, that keystone habit, and you will win the rest of your year. You will stack the days. Number 2, I love this one, is to create a to-be list for every single day for the remainder of the year. What do I mean by a to-be list? Well, you've heard of a to-do list. We all have responsibilities. We all have tasks we need to get done, to check off. But a to-be list is the word or the idea or the state that you will actually approach your to-do list with. For example, I think what's more important than achieving is how you achieve. So a to-be list looks like for me, every single day I will pick a word that resonates or that really feels appropriate or that I feel deep within me. It could be love. It could be courageous. It could be patient. It could be kind, it could be consistent, it could be present. These are all words that we can embody as we go about our day-to-day, as we go about the to-do list. So a to-be list is everything because you and I are not human doings. We are human beings. What's the point of being alive? It's to be alive, you know? It's to feel, it's to be outside, it's to laugh, it's to cry, it's to feel all the emotions, it's to take a risk, it's to do something scary. It's to be human, to be fully human. That's what I'm so passionate about across all my content, across all the events or things that I do in person. It's like I want to feel more fully alive and help other humans activate that feeling as well. So a to-be list will help you do that. It sets you up for success because you are focused on the how and not just the what. Number 3, which is huge, absolutely essential to your long-term success, your quality of life, and to maximizing for sure the remainder of this year, is to watch what you eat or to consume intentionally. And this goes far beyond food, right? Yes, watch what you eat, meaning shoving in your mouth, right? You don't want to just be eating garbage all day, like low nutrient dense foods all day, but it's so much more than that, right? And you know that because if you're watching this video for this long, you know I talk a lot about the idea that we become what we consume. And we can consume through the mouth. We consume with our eyes, our ears. We consume so much, whether it be content, music, movies, conversations, voices. So the quick filter that I would say, I need to have a name for it in the future, but the quick filter to use to watch what you eat and consume more intentionally is this right here. Is what I'm consuming helping me become more the man or the woman that I've been made to be or created to be? Or is it hurting me? Is it helping me become more or not? Is it helping me grow and become, again, who I was meant to be? Or is it hindering that process? A lot of times, music can be powerful in the way it makes us feel. I remember listening to rap music and certain artists that were pretty dark. And I'd wonder, like, why I felt that energy, like why I felt that depressed or dark type of energy. Well, it's like I'm consuming the stuff. I'm consuming the words and the ideas. And especially when it comes to music or something like movies, when we're immersed in it, it has a compounding effect, 10x effect, not just with the words, but because of the vehicle it's in or the package it's in. It goes deep within the subconscious. Case in point, I mean, you can remember a song from 20 years ago, right? But you can't remember what you did last week, or at least I can't. So it's like just being mindful of the music, the movies, the conversations. Is this helping me grow, step into my potential, or is it hurting me? Is it hindering me? Is it preventing me from becoming the person I was made and created to be? That's very simple. Take inventory, watch what you consume, watch what you eat, consume intentionally, and you'll by definition have a better year. Next up, number four, the 5-minute gratitude call, I'm going to call this. And the way I'm going to share this is it's just an intentional way to stay more connected with others throughout the week. You could be the opposite of me and you could be talking to people on the phone all day and you're a talker and you know you pick up every phone call that comes your way. But for me, I ignore a lot of phone calls, to be honest. I'm either working, being present with who I'm with, or not in the mood to talk. And if I'm being honest, a lot of the friction comes because I feel like it's got to be a 30 or 45 minute phone call when it doesn't have to be. So here's the game that we're going to play, and I invite you to play it if you want to feel more relationally healthy and fit and connected to others and more grateful. The way to build gratitude is just try this out, the 5-minute gratitude call. Create a list, maybe 3 people that you want to connect with that you haven't connected with in a while or you want to connect more with. And pick up the phone, start the timer or look at the timer on the phone and do 5 minutes of catching up, connecting. Hey, say, I really appreciate about this. I really appreciate this about you. So thanks for being you. And just see how it makes you feel. And tell them, hey, I got to run. I only have 5 minutes. I got to run. I'll talk to you later. That's changed my life. I'll do that in the car. I'll practice 2-minute gratitude calls. And it just, there's no pressure. There's no pressure to talk for 40 minutes. And it just levels or lowers the barrier to entry. It's starting to rain. Wow, that's amazing. If you're listening, I'm outside in my backyard and it just started raining, which is beautiful. But yeah, it lowers the barrier to entry to where you can just connect and give that value, gratitude, and receive it as well. So the 5-minute gratitude call is powerful. Here's the next one. It's the identify and close your say-do gap. And I'm stealing this from my friend Sahil. I love the way he put this. I'm borrowing it from him because what we say and what we do usually has a gap, right? When we identify the things that we've committed to or the things that we're talking about. Wow, it's really starting to rain now. My goodness, this is great. Thank you, God. Man, wow. I'm under a tree, so we're good. But hopefully my camera doesn't get destroyed. Even if it does, it's all good, baby. But it's identifying where that gap is, right? Because we don't want to just be a talker. I know for me, I talk a lot. And I have big dreams. I have big visions. I get excited about a lot of things. But if I'm not careful, I will talk more than I walk, right? I will speak more than I do. And so identifying where that tends to be and then closing that gap will improve your life instantly. For example, I'll talk to stuff. I'll tell my wife, Gigi, some stuff I want to do, I'm planning on doing, like ProMix supplements. I love the supplements. I just partnered with them. I'm like, I'm going all in. And I remember the first couple of days, I was hesitating to get the perfect piece of like content to launch that partnership or whatever it was. But the point is, I waited 3 days. I waited an extended amount of time instead of taking imperfect action forward. instead of just doing it to the best of my ability as soon as I thought and spoke on it, right? That's a huge skill. And if you can do that and close that gap with areas in your fitness, your health, your relationships, your business, your leadership skills, you will crush, you will transform your life and get better results by default. All right, as we come to the conclusions, we have two more tips, two more ways to maximize the rest of your year. And the second to last one, the sixth one, is win every room you're in. And I should say bring the energy wherever you are. Meaning you could be outside, don't have to be in a room. You could be on a phone call. You could be on a Zoom call, right? But here's the goal. It's your energy first. It's your intention. How do you want to show up? What do you want to bring to the table? That positivity, that value, and you lead with that first. You don't wait for other people to be vulnerable for you to be vulnerable. You don't wait for other people to be friendly and kind for you to be friendly and kind, right? You own wherever you are, and you bring the energy. That quote that goes like, don't let their energy change yours. I love that. That's huge. Because if we all waited to be courageous, we all waited for someone to be courageous before we were courageous, nobody would be courageous. Same thing with kindness. If we waited for people to be kind before we were going to be kind, strangers aren't necessarily always kind. It's you who sets the tone. It's us who lead with love, who have intentional words that we're embodying, energies and states where we want to bring to the table, and we lead with that. And you watch. Whenever you proactively walk into a room and you own it, you walk in like God sent you, and you're full of courage, kindness, patience, excellence, faith, strength, you name it. You walk in like that, see and just watch how the rooms you're in will change, how the meetings you're in will shift. Everything starts with you. And when you change and improve and become more you, everything else wins. And everybody else in your life gets a better result, gets a better you, and their life gets elevated too. And finally, that brings me to the final point as we conclude, is end with clarity. And so this goes for the last day of the year, December 31st, but it also goes and works backwards from there. I think about it in weeks and days. If you can have some sort of practice to where you can journal or press pause and write down or think about something you learned, something that you want to make a note of, maybe it's a moment in your day where it really brought you joy, right? For me, it's my kids. Every day, if I want to, and if I have enough intention, I can write something down that will help me be more present tomorrow. You know, I can write down, dude, Gianna, she loves to dance as Cinderella, and she loves when daddy dances with her and throws her up and she jumps into my arms and she twirls and bows. If I write about that night, I guarantee you I'm taking more intention to the next day. Because if I know at the end of the day, after all the things I did, I took that away as the highlight of my day, you already know it's not about these other things necessarily. That's not the most important thing. The most important thing is being present and giving everything and being fully invested into what's in front of you to the best of your ability. So end with clarity. The day, the week, and the year. What did this day teach you? What did this week teach you? What did you learn about yourself, about others, about God? What are you learning? What's most important? What's the highlight? What's good? What's great? How can I use this for good? How can I give others more value? These questions create more momentum for you to create more, to become more, and to give more, to share more with the people who matter most in your life. So those are the seven things to maximize your year. Those are the seven things that I would do if I were you, and that I will do and commit to starting today to maximize my time, to maximize my life. All right. We never promise tomorrow. That's cliche. It gets old to hear it, but it's the truth nonetheless. If you're watching this video and you have regrets or you wish you changed earlier, it's not about that. Okay. Today's the day. Now is the time. Go be more you. Go share your gifts with the world. Go become, go grow, get uncomfortable, take a risk, walk by faith, and keep it coming. All right. Keep it coming. I love you. See you next time.